This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Matt Cavanaugh, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Cavanaugh, per your request for an independent medical evaluation based upon records on Jesus Berrigan, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is J-E-S-U-S. Last name is B-A-R-R-A-G-A-N. Once again, the first name is J-E-S-U-S. On June 18th, 2022, I performed an independent medical review of an extensive amount of medical records, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The automobile accident in question occurred on March 17, 2019, period. The patient was driving a Pontiac Grand Prix 2002 vintage on East Washington Street in Indianapolis, Indiana, near the intersection of Keystone Avenue, period. The other driver, who was driving a 2008 Ford Taurus, rear-ended Jesus when he was stopped at a traffic light, period. Jesus was jerked and jarred about in the vehicle and suffered pain, injuring his cervical, thoracic, lumbar, sacroiliac area, and right elbow regions, period. He initially sought treatment with Performance Wellness, Dr. Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. The first date was March 19th, 2019, period. The summary of treatment is as follows, period. On initial examination, there was diminished range of motion, specifically in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. He was diagnosed with muscle spasm and strains of the cervical, thoracic, in lumbar region, period. I said strains, but it should be sprains, S-P-R-A-I-N-S, period. He was started on a treatment plan to reduce his pain and restore range of motion, period. He continued with treatment again with Dr. Coleman on March 20th, 2019, period. Physical therapy consisting of electrical stimulation, cryotherapy, myofascial release with intersegmental traction, and spinal adjustments were started, period. He returned on March 22nd, 2019. Therapeutic exercises given as well as spinal adjustments, period. Spinal adjustments to the entire back were given on March 29th, 2019, period. Re-examined on April 4th, 2019. Once again, diminished and limited range of motion was noted. Documentation of abnormal orthopedic tests were documented as well, period. On April 4th, 2019, the patient went to Priority Pain Solutions, and he was diagnosed with similar injuries, and I will elucidate them in the near future, period. He was seen by Dr. Coleman again on April 12, 2019. Treatment was continued, period. On April 23, 2019, Dr. Coleman continued spinal adjustments, period. On April 25th, 2019, he was advised to return on an as-needed basis, period. On May 6th, 2019, he returned to Dr. Coleman, period. On May 13th, 2019, more emphasis was put on strengthening his neck and back areas, period. On May 29, 2019, myofascial release was given, period. On June 10, 2019, he was feeling better, period. Dr. Coleman released him from active care on June 24, 2019, period. New paragraph. Despite his treatment, Jesus continues to have pain and disability referable to his neck, mid-back, and lower back area, period. It is aggravated by activities of daily living, as well as certain motions such as bending forward and prolonged sitting, period. New paragraph. After review of the records, I have reviewed billing information, including bills from Performance Wellness, Priority Pain Solutions, and also loss of income. The total of these damages are $17,775.14, period. It is my findings that these expenses are all reasonable, comma, necessary, comma, and medically appropriate, period. All the care that I have outlined above and that he has sustained from the automobile accident of March 17th, 2019 were all reasonable, necessary, and medically appropriate, period. New paragraph. I do want to go into some detail on some of the findings in the medical records, period. Radiographic report from Performance Wellness dated March 19, 2019. X-rays of the cervical and lumbar areas were noted. Abnormalities noted, but no apparent fractures, period. Progress notes from Priority Pain Solutions, April 4th, 2019. He presented for consultation and exam for injuries sustained in a motor vehicle collision of March 17th, 2019. He was a restrained driver of a car that was rear-ended in a collision when it was stopped at a traffic light, period. No airbags were deployed. There was no loss of consciousness, but he did complain of neck, comma, mid-back, comma, and low back pain, period. The pain is described as achy, stiff neck pain with a level of 7 to 8 out of 10. There's a constant tight, achy mid-back with a pain level of 8 out of 10. There's a constant achy, tight lower back with a pain level of 8 out of 10, period. Assessment was cervical algia, strain of the neck muscles, thoracic back pain, strain of the thoracic region, low back pain, lumbar sprain, inflammation of the left sacroiliac joint. He prescribed meloxicam as well as cyclobenzaprin, and this was by Dr. Arnold, period. First treatment notes from Performance Wellness dated March 20th, 2019. States that Mr. Berrigan presented to the office with the following complaints: neck pain rated 10 over 10, upper back pain rated 10 over 10, low back pain rated 10 over 10. Diagnosis was sprain of the cervical ligaments, sprain of the ligaments of the thoracic spine, sprain of the lumbar ligaments, muscle spasm of the back, strain of the muscles, fascia, and tendons at the neck level, strain of the back wall of the thorax, strain of the lower back, period. A last visit notes from Performance Wellness dated June 24th, 2019. Chiropractic manipulative therapy was rendered at the cervical and lumbar regions. He was instructed to return on a PRN basis. Diagnoses were the same, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic impressions by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma with strain and sprain. Number two, thoracic trauma with strain and sprain. Number three, lumbar trauma with strain and sprain. Number four, sacroiliac strain. Number five, right elbow trauma, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of March 17th, 2019, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the cervical region, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 17-2, page 564, period. In reference to the thoracic region, he qualifies for another 2% whole body impairment, utilizing table 17-3, period. In reference to the lumbar region, he qualifies for another 2% whole body impairment, utilizing table 17-4, page 570, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has a 7% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of March 17, 2019, period. As a result of these injuries, the patient will be more prone to arthritis as he ages in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need continued medication of a generic and over-the-counter nature at an estimated cost of $95 a month, period. This would be for the remainder of his life, period. This includes both oral and topical medications, period. The patient can benefit by some injections in his back region, particularly the cervical region, at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. The patient can benefit by a back brace at an estimated cost of $175, period. This back brace would need to be replaced every 2 years for the remainder of his life, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records and I have not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Oral informed consent was given to me to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely, yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.